in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm back by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I'm back. And we open the phone lines today, 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030, Luke 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, found the stone rolled away from the tomb. The stone was rolled away, not because Jesus needed it, but that the women might enter into the place where Jesus was placed. Who's calling?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. What can we do for you?
Pardon me?
What can we do for you?
Pray for me that my disease will get better.
What disease?
A nerve disease.
So, Lord, we pray for Teresa. We pray that you give her the peace of God. We pray that the peace of the risen Savior would come upon her. We pray now for Teresa that she would have peace, peace in her heart, peace in her mind, peace in her body. In Jesus' name, 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom, this is Marina calling you. I'm so glad you're back, and I'm so glad you're feeling better. I'm calling if you could say a prayer for me and my two children. We've been sick for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't been feeling the best. So I hope you say a prayer for me and them. Thank you.
We pray for Marina and her two boys. We pray for peace in the family. We pray that Christ would come to these two boys and they would recognize that Jesus is Lord and Savior. We pray grace upon this family in the name of Jesus. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Father, it's Diane. I'm going to go one at a time. First, for Edie's stomach.
Lord, heal Edie's stomach in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And for Billy, these all have the same for body, mind, and spirit, Father. It's Billy, Lois, Vin, Mike, Den, Chris, and John.
For all these people, we pray peace in their lives, body, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name, by the power of the cross, amen.
And thank you, Father. And Lois for her legs.
Heal Lois's legs in Jesus' name, by the power of the love of God, by the power of the resurrection.
Yes, Father. Thank you. And Joanne, she can't walk. She had a knee replacement.
Lord Jesus, fix the knee replacement that Joanne can walk again in Jesus' name.
Yes, and Lenny Ambrose and Alexandria have cancer.
We rebuke that cancer in Jesus' name by the power of the cross and resurrection. I command it to wither and die in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name.
And Marion is very sick.
Heal Marion, O God, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, this is Pat. I am calling. I know you have prayed for Sarah when we were together on Sunday. But I am asking prayer for my daughter, Sarah, who you know, who's in Atlanta, who was very excited to learn, I guess, in the beginning of February that she was pregnant. But for several weeks, they've not been able to detect a heartbeat, and they have told her that she will miscarry but they don't know exactly when or how. Well, I guess exactly when. So I'm just, she's going on with her life, but she has a really demanding schedule, and she's scheduled to go out of town twice in the next 2 weeks for work-related conferences. So I just really would like prayer for this miscarriage to not be complicated and for her to have the Lord's discernment about maybe not going out of town to stay closer to her doctor, and that God would just be guarding her and bringing her through this.
We pray for Sarah today in Jesus' name. We pray for the God's peace. We pray that the will of God would be accomplished in Sarah in Jesus' name by the power of the resurrection. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
This is Jack, Father. Calling for Sandra. She's about 80 years old. She's got skin cancer and a blood disease.
What's her name?
Sandra.
We pray for Sandra. Oh, God, we pray healing of that skin cancer in Jesus' name through the power of the cross and resurrection of our Lord. Bless Sandra. Fill her with peace. Fill her with joy. Fill her with your Holy Spirit. 617-770-3030. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. Who's calling?
Hello, I'd like to pray for my niece, Kristen, and her husband for a safe trip to Puerto Rico and back. This is Jeff, thank you.
We pray for Kristen for safe arrival. Safe arrival in Jesus' name. Safe arrival in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Father Tom, my name is Maggie. I would like you to pray for my immediate family. Thank you.
I pray for her immediate family, that they come to know Jesus Christ as both Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. 617-770-3030. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." Hallelujah. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. 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 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I'd like you to pray for my daughter. Her son passed away, so please pray for her that she'll get well and that she'll get over it, and also for my granddaughter to keep her safe. Thank you, Father Tom.
We pray for these two people. We pray for her daughter. Oh, God, grieve with her. Grieve through her. Let your spirit come upon her in Jesus' holy name. Let your spirit come upon her in the name of Jesus by the power of the resurrection. Oh, God, have mercy on her. She's lost her son. Give her peace. Peace of mind and peace of spirit in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners be crucified, and on the third day, rise again.
It's the gospel. It's the gospel. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. It's the gospel. It's got to be preached to every nation under heaven. First of all, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth.
The gospel. Why do you look for the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised from the dead. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again.
Remember how he said that, that Peter didn't understand it. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Then Jesus says, "I will be going to Jerusalem, be rejected by the elders and by the people. I will be placed upon a cross, and in 3 days I will rise again." They didn't understand what it meant, but now it's being fulfilled, the resurrection of Jesus. 617-770-3030. Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale. They were witnesses of the resurrection, the empty tomb. The apostles don't believe. Why? Because women have no right to be a witness during the time of Jesus. But the women are witnesses. We see in John's gospel, Mary Magdalene goes to the apostles, "I have seen the Lord." They don't believe her. They run to the tomb. They find that the tomb is empty. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Father Tom, this is Donna calling. How are you?
I'm well, Donna. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling about the tinnitus again. And I'm also wondering if we could have a prayer for baby Anthony, who has fourth stage cancer and still undergoing some stem cell treatments. And I ask for your prayers, Father.
We pray for her. We pray that tinnitus would be healed in Jesus' name. We pray for baby Anthony, that you would heal him completely by the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Heal this baby, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' powerful name. 617-770. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
I'll make it quick, Father Tom. I donate to you all the time, but I've been praying the chaplet of divine mercy for 3 solid years, every day at 3 o'clock, and the rosary at 7:30. My friend Mary has a severe gambling problem, and it's getting out of control.
What kind of problem?
Gambling.
Oh, gambling.
Yeah, and I've looked for all the different saints. I'm distraught, but I'm not despondent. And I'm just one of these people that I'm trying to convince her, but she's in denial. Sadly, she suffers from a neurological disease. And I think the dopamine makes her gamble. I'm not quite sure, but...
So we pray for her right now in Jesus' name. Break that addiction in the name of Jesus. I break that addiction in the name of Jesus. God can do everything for this woman. Let her realize that she's got a problem. Let her realize that her problem is real. Let her realize that God can do it through her. I can't. God can. Let him. In Jesus' name. 617. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I have a prayer and a praise. My prayer is for my sister has an eye disease, and it's getting worse, and she's losing her sight. And I praise God that I can, my work schedule, I can drive her back and forth to work. So she's trying to keep her job.
We pray for her eyes, that her eyes would be healed in the name of Jesus. Eyes be healed by the name of Jesus. Eyes be healed by the power of the cross. Eyes be healed by the power of the resurrection. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hey, Father Tom, it's Bob. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bob.
Nice to see you the other day, Tom. Father Tom, I have two things. Mary, my wife, Mary, she got diagnosed with some skin cancer, and they did some surgery to remove it. It's very aggressive, if not cut. So we're waiting for the results of that. So we pray for a favorable response for that. And for my daughter-in-law, Laura, who is expecting their second child, she had a miscarriage last year. So we pray for a healthy pregnancy for her and healing for Mary, Father.
We pray for Mary that the skin cancer would be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. And we pray also for the second person who's pregnant, that she would have full term, that this baby would be healthy, holy, entire, and that the baby would slide out in Jesus' name by the power of the love of God. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Father Tom, please pray for my niece, Donna, who's developed neuropathy after chemotherapy treatment for breast cancer.
We pray that the neuropathy would be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the cross. Neuropathy, hear the word of the Lord. Be healed. Let her feel her feet again. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. 617-770-3030. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in, saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia, risen as he truly said. Alleluia, 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 resurrexit sit cum dixit. Alleluia, alleluia. Our Lord is risen from the dead. That means anything can happen. Everything can happen by the power of his cross and resurrection. Do you know that today? Christ is risen from the dead, even as he said that he would. On the third day, he rose from the dead. The women heard the angel, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised." 617-770-3030. Now on the same day, that Sunday, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus. They were leaving Jerusalem. Why? Because they thought Jesus was dead and that the community would break up. So they were on the road away from the community. Why? Because they believed Jesus is dead. Emmaus was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And talking with each other about all these things. What things? About the crucifixion. About Good Friday. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Are your eyes kept from recognizing Jesus? He is alive. He has been raised. He is the Lord. He is God. He has given us the commandment to go and tell the world about his death, burial, and resurrection. And he said to them, "What are you discussing?" Well, he knows what they're discussing, but he asked them with each other, "While you walk along," they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place during these days?" He asked them, "What things?" He wants them to tell him about the crucifixion, how Jesus was condemned to die a death that a murderer did, and he did no murder. He did no stealing. He only did the Father's will. He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him." They're telling Jesus all that Jesus experienced on Good Friday. They do not believe in the resurrection. They have heard that the women said that the tomb was empty, but they still think Jesus is dead. But we had hoped. I love that word. We had hoped. They had hoped that this was not true, that Jesus was still dead. We had hoped that he would be the one to be the Messiah, to be the Lord, to be the Savior. We had hoped, but our hope is lost. He is dead. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early the morning, and when they went back and told us that indeed they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. He's alive. He's alive today. He's alive. Do you know that he's alive today? That he has... Who's calling? I'm waiting.
Please pray... Hello?
Yes.
Father Tom? Yes, my name's Esther. My sister Grace is in bad muscle, neck, back, and arm spasms and very bad nerve pain. Could you please pray for her?
We pray for her sister, that her neck would be loosed. In Jesus' name, by the power of the cross and resurrection, be healed, neck, in Jesus' name, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Jesus is alive. He has appeared to Mary Magdalene. Jesus is alive. He appeared to the disciples in Jerusalem. Jesus is alive. All our prayers are to a risen Savior. He is not dead. He has been raised from the dead. I believe that every cemetery should have white flags flowing from the cemetery announcing that Jesus is resurrected. He is resurrected. He is the Lord. Everything belongs to the risen Lord. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.